unfortunately, the nice thing about trading is that you can trade from anywhere in the world with minimal education. The worst thing about trading is that you can trade anywhere in the world with minimal education. I actually sent an email 2 nights ago, actually, to my good friend, Anthony Crudelli, asking him how I can scale up my trading. Why did you choose futures? Boom, straight up, okay? Do you know of any other currency millionaire traders? Do you think that it's possible? What, you know, just all these questions that are like, I want to see how I can improve.
I want to be a machine where it's like, if I give this guy money, he's not going to torch it. He's not going to go hit home runs all the time. Yeah. I catch big wins occasionally, but I will make you money. You know, I want to be the machine. Everybody in the audience bullied the shit out of James to tell him to go buy a futures challenge. You want to hear something crazy, bro? This is the craziest thing I'm going to say on the whole podcast. What's up, traders? Austin from the future. Really quick, I want to just thank our sponsor, Top One Trader. Now, a lot of you have transitioned from CFDs to futures, but I want to suggest that you don't do one or the other, you do both. And if you're looking for a reliable CFD firm, Top One Trader is your go-to. Now, they're based in the US, but more important than that, they actually are still paying traders out. If you go to their Instagram, you'll see last month they paid out over $100,000 to their profitable traders. So if you want to get funded with a CFD firm that is reliable and still paying traders out, and a firm that actually answers their customer support messages very quickly, and I have firsthand experience with that because I have a lot of people in our community that tell me how it's going with Top One, with any of our sponsors, and everyone is still very happy with the work coming from Top One, just use the link here in the description to this video. I can save you a good little discount. You can help the channel here by supporting and using our affiliate link, and then you could be trading futures and CFDs at the same time, which I think is a no-brainer. So check out Top One. Thank you for being the sponsor. We appreciate Top One very much. And let's get back to the video. What's up, traders? Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm sitting down with my co-host, my brother from another mother. Bro, how long have we known each other, James? Has it been 5 years? Are we on 5 years?
Yeah, end of 2019. About end of 2019, I took the courses. Yeah. So it's been a
crazy,
while.
Crazy, bro. Time flies. Because it still feels like yesterday,
I didn't have hair. You haven't known me since I had hair, though.
That's true, bro. Yeah. That's true. That would really be going back. But I'm excited for this, bro, because we haven't just sat, you and me, in a while. I've done a lot of podcasts recently with some really interesting people. We had, you know, the CEO of Top Step. We've got a couple of their top traders. So a lot of futures guys. We had the Darwin X guy. So we've done some interesting episodes, and we haven't done a home team in a while. So this will be fun. So I'll hit you with some questions first, and we'll kind of roll through it because there's definitely some important talking points for us to cover. But first, are you excited? Are you nervous? How are you feeling about the wedding coming up?
Yeah. So the wedding is May 18th, 2024, yeah. Obviously. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be super cool. We got quite a few people from the UK coming. We got, family from the UK coming. We got family from where I'm from, East London, coming. So it's going to be really cool. Amanda and I.
I'm going to post this on the wedding day. Yeah. We're going to drop this on the wedding day.
No,
100%. Hold the microphone a little closer to your mouth, James, would you?
Yeah.
Just so you sound a little bit better. Yeah, that's better. So dude, the wedding will be sick. I'm really bummed that I'm not going to be able to make it. I really wanted to, honestly. I almost thought about just coming by myself, but I know Riley would have killed me if I tried to go to South Africa without her. But I appreciate you inviting me. What are you looking forward to most about married life? I know you're in the new house already, but do you have anything you're looking forward to most?
I think just spending more
time.
Don't
say Amanda's cooking.
No, Amanda's cooking is really good, to be honest. But I think just spending more time together, like it's going to be quite cool. You know, we have our own space now in the house. Amanda's been great with the planning and everything like that. I mean, I'd literally just have to get my suit and organize the groomsmen stuff. That's what I've done. Amanda's done everything. So she's been great in that aspect. I think we're both looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to spending time with my best friend. So yeah, it'll be cool.
What's your dad say, bro? Is your dad pumped?
Yeah, no, he's super excited. That guy, he was always asking me, when are you getting married? Like years ago, you know.
How long have you and Amanda been together? It's been a while, right?
Nah, she's known me before I had hair. But before, bro. I knew trading, bro. Amanda and I have been together since April. I met her in February, March 2018, and we started dating in April 2018. So it's been over, almost coming up on 6 years now. April, 6 years, actually. We actually missed our
it'll,
six.
It'll
we,
be,
we don't, Amanda yeah. and I are like that couple. We don't celebrate like dates. It was actually, I asked out on April 17th. So it's been 6 years now, but we'll definitely remember our wedding day, of course.
Of course. What is the honeymoon plans? Do you have any exciting trips planned?
Yeah, so we're going to go to a place called the Sabi Sands. It's like a bush safari in South Africa. Yeah, we might have kids at the end of the year, so we'll have to see how it goes. But we might want to do the Maldives. You know, I've been practicing, Austin, but we've been practicing. But the South Africa bush holiday is where we're going to do it.
How do you get to the Maldives from where you're at? Where do you fly? Do you fly directly from Joburg?
We will fly Durban. I live in Ballito, but the airport's in between Durban and Ballito. We'll fly to Joburg, mm-hmm. and then Joburg. I think you can fly direct to the Maldives. If not, you can actually go from where we are now to Dubai, Maldives.
That's what I thought, because Dubai is like the central hub that'll get you wherever you need.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dubai, people have been wanting us to talk about doing another, not retreat, but like some type of ASFX seminar in-person thing. And you and I were going back and forth about different locations and potential ideas. We had the golf idea. I got a Vegas idea. I got all these ideas, but I haven't committed to anything. Do you have any thoughts about where we should do our next seminar? And let me know in the comments.
Put it on 17 Black.
that's what Vegas. I'm saying, right?
No, yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, we've obviously had quite a few ideas. I know, and it's also been quite busy for you because, I mean, you've just had a baby in the last year. I know Leo's getting old now, but it's obviously been quite busy.
Bro, what a crazy year.
It is crazy, bro. It's insane how actually fast time flies. I mean, we've known each other for 5 years now, but it still doesn't feel surreal. Like, we've been working together for 5 years, and like, I just enjoy it. Obviously, time flies when you're having fun. But I think in person, it was so cool, obviously, to meet you in person. Meet each other in person now in December. That was super cool with the London seminar. I think this is the first, obviously, podcast we're doing together since the London seminar as well. So
it is because we did the seminar podcast. I kind of forgot about that when we sat room.
Yes, bro,
that was the room that you and me definitely got Tom's sickness for
Bro,
that ass podcast studio.
I was man down, dude. Like, after that, I haven't been that sick in ages. But as I said, with these in-person things, I think you can connect a lot better with the guys that you're trading with. And, I think the guys pick up a lot of value from it. So I know I want to do one in South Africa in Cape Town with a bunch of the guys from the ASFX that have been in the Black Show Club on ASFX TV and everything like that. They're always hitting me up. When are you coming to Cape Town?
What do you want to do for that? You want to do that in June, July?
Yeah, so I think maybe
this episode's going to come out mid-May.
Yeah.
So like June, July, something like that.
Yeah. Definitely after the wedding. June, July, somewhere around there. My birthday is in August. So maybe we'll do it. Maybe do it before my birthday month as well. So yeah.
Yeah. So for everybody listening, what James is thinking about doing, I really like it. He wants to do instead of an event that's free to everybody to just show up and come hang out. He wants to make it so it's like, hey, pay for your seat at a dinner with other people. Not that James will make money on it, but just pay for your dinner basically. And we'll set up an event where there'll be other really serious traders, because James and I have built a really strong network. It's global now. I mean, Tom in the UK,
yeah,
me and Evan in the States, and you in South Africa. We need an Asian on the team, basically, is what we need next, because that's the only continent that we're not really tapping into.
Yeah, but
I think you'll be able to get 10 or 15 guys to come to that dinner, no problem. Mark Leslie, Dylan, this guy I'm having on the podcast, Jonty, having him come on. There's plenty of traders in South Africa. Yeah. Just avoid the NASDAQ killers.
Yeah, exactly. No, those are the skunks. Yeah, no, definitely. There's a lot of guys. Even Neil Kaplan, he's on ASFX TV on my streams all the time. He wants to meet up with me as well. So, yeah.
I always forget he's in South Africa. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That'll be good. So, all right, everybody. So, listen up for some info on that as we get closer to June, July. We'll keep you guys posted on the South Africa meetup. That'll be good. What about streams lately, bro? Your streams have been getting busier and busier on ASFX TV. I know you had your first guest on, what was it, yesterday or the day before. How are you liking the streaming?
Yeah,
keeping you busy.
So, bro, I enjoy the streaming. Like, honestly, I actually think that, the streaming is right up my alley. I love being myself, talking some shit on stream and trading live. I think, for me, and getting guys on, like Tom, we had Tom on. He'll have other guys come on stream as well. But I think, that's right up my alley. I'm actually enjoying it a lot. And I've been doing them on YouTube as well. And getting, reaching new people. And a lot of the people that come to me and, we might not be, the thing I like about us, and I've been told this often, is that we always honest and authentic, and we might not get the most views, but the right people I'd rather have 20 people that are actively listening to me and asking me good questions that are actually going to, I can learn from them, they learn from me, and we grow like that, than having, you know, this fake type of trading and stuff like that, and not just being someone that I'm not. So I think, honestly, the streams and that are right up my alley, and I'm glad I'm getting, you know, branching out and getting people on and stuff like that. I think it's been fun. But I know you guys on the New York session, we lagging behind you guys. We need to set your guys' alarm clocks in the New York, in the London session early, because we definitely need more views, but you guys are killing it in the New York session, right?
All right, boys, I'm finally excited to share this information. The free futures course that I've been working on the last few months is finally ready for you. There's a link in the description to grab this course. Again, it is totally free. All I ask is that you leave me a review. I can see everybody that takes the free course. If you don't leave me a review, I'm gonna come kicking your door down and asking you for that review. Because in my opinion, and this is what I'm hearing from other people, you're gonna watch this and you're gonna say, why is he giving this information out for free? Well, I'm giving you the strategy that has helped me and other traders in our group get funded and get paid out as futures traders, because I don't believe strategy is the only component to getting paid out. It is an important factor in your overall success, but it is not the only factor. And I think that out of all the factors that lead into successful trading, strategy should be the one that you almost would say is the most simple. So I want to give you a simple strategy that's proven to work, not just for me, but for other traders. And then I want to help you push yourself to get funded and get paid out. And that's what we're going to do with this free course. So check it out. There's a link down there. Just make sure if you watch it, you leave me a review, because I'll come asking you for it if you don't. I really appreciate all the feedback, all the attention you guys always give me. I'm just here to help you guys make more money as much as I can. So enjoy the course, and now enjoy the rest of the video. Yeah, the New York session has been really good. I think part of it has been me trying to attract more talent like Nick Stewart and Ben Sparham, and having them come on and do streams because they're really smart guys and people like them. And they're both streaming in the New York session now.
Yeah.
But I think it's that, but also like, I think with the trade calls, we've been hot. That's really it. Like even today, Evan and I both took a short on ES. He's on the stream. I'm in the chat. The whole chat takes the trade. Right. And then in 5-10 minutes, everybody closes in profit and everybody's W's in the chat. You want to hear something crazy about that?
Yeah. Hit me up.
I got a lot of shit I could share. Because now, see, doing these podcasts, only certain people are going to listen to this. The people that listen to this episode, bro, are like our loyal followers, right? Like these are the people that really like us and like ASFX. They're making money probably, or they see potential in making money by following us. So these people will know, because they probably listen to my other podcast guests, that I don't get to share all the stuff I learned behind the scenes.
Yes.
One of the things that I can say is that I know for a fact that a lot of these guys on social media that sell courses and do mentorship like we do, they will use bots in Zoom that do the W's in the chat to make it look like they're winning trades and giving other people wins, when in reality, it's all bots. So it's even almost every month, bro, I find another reason that everything is faked. Almost everything online you should think is fake. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
The longer I've been in this industry now, like the more I've seen just clowns, bro. And people I met up with someone for lunch today, and he does online fitness. He runs a very successful online fitness brand. And he says, James, as soon as you, and he trades as well. That's why we met up, obviously. And he says, James, as soon as you get online stuff, clowns, because it's unregulated. So it's not only in trading, it's in fitness, it's in drop shipping, all the different things. It's not only trading, but I think that's the great thing. I was going to also mention the great thing about ASFX. So when you and I started, I know you had the Black Shirt Club before, but I think once we started to work the Black Shirt Club together, I mean, that was in 2021. I'd been trading for a year full time already. And I found that like trading full time is really, really can be very, very boring. It's not what it seems. And I think that especially underneath your guidance, and that I've expanded my business opportunities. And as a businessman, and as James Bruce, as a personal brand underneath, together with the ASFX brand. And I think the ASFX has grown so much from them. Let's just have a look at what was 4 years ago, 2021, correct? There was no Black Shirt Club. There was just ASFX, the courses and that. Now we got the Black Shirt Club. We got the courses. We got Ben doing the portfolio management stuff, the stock side of things. And then we also have Tom doing the systematic stuff. And now we've also brought on, obviously, Evan. So we got another New York streamer. And then we also got Nick. So the brand is really, really growing. But I think it's growing in the right direction. We're attracting ourselves with the right people, you know?
Yeah. Let me pitch something else here for our loyal audience. Because now we're 13 minutes into this video. people that are this far in are going to probably listen to the whole thing. And everybody that was like, ah, this isn't like a new trader, I'm not listening to this, they already tuned out. So something I'm thinking about, and I haven't told you this, maybe I told you this on the staff meeting, but I want to hear back in the comments from the audience, or everybody email me or DM me. I'd love to hear feedback. I'm thinking about stop selling courses at $500. Ben's course and the starter pack, take those down. We have the free futures course, leave that at free. We have ASFX TV at $10 a month, leave that at $10. We have the black shirt at 4K for the 3 months, leave that. But revamp the courses into a new product called ASFX University. It's the name I've got right now. We take ASFX University, we charge just $100 a month. We give them the courses as long as they're paying the $100 a month. But with that $100 a month, they get ASFX TV included. They get exclusive discounts to like TradeZilla and all the other software stuff that we offer, and the promo that I can offer and that you can offer, like all of our affiliate links basically on an extra discount.
Yes.
And then we do weekly webinars on Saturdays, where if they're paying to be in ASFX University every Saturday, one of our mentors, you, me, whoever, plus people that we would invite in, would host a webinar once per month, basically, or every 6 weeks, whatever it would end up being. And that would be the value add for the members. So it's like you get the courses, you get the Discord, you get the weekly webinars, and you get ASFX TV offer $100 a month. I think I would attract more people right now, because this is the thing, dude. Even if you look on Twitter, what people are doing now instead of buying education is they're buying funding challenges.
Yes.
They'd rather buy 5 funding challenges and fail them, thinking that they're learning by doing that, rather than invest in their education. So instead of trying to beat them and convince people to say, stop buying challenges, buy education, I'm like, let's join them. What if I offer you a product for $100 a month where if you're enrolled, I give you a free challenge every month. I give you webinars every week and I give you the courses. That would be a product that would be all encompassing to say like, hey, if you want to get funded, get paid out, learn how to trade, we have everything for you at ASFX University. Even beyond that, we have a course that teaches you how to reinvest the profits into stocks and build a portfolio. Yes. So it's like start to finish, you know what I mean? All in one thing. So that's what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. And I know we obviously, I think we had a little bit chat about this in the back end on one of our calls this past week. But I think that that's a great idea. Yeah, we did with Ben and the guys on Monday. I think it's a great idea. And I've also seen a shift in people's mindset since these prop firms came up. Because again, like when I had my first six figure year in 2020, I need to have some beers in London. I was talking so much good stories. When I had my first six-figure year in 2020, right, there was not even a prop firm. Like, I didn't even know of what prop firms were. Then
everybody thought FTMO was a scam.
Yes. So people like me and everyone else, because we see the change. There's always adapting as a businessman and entrepreneur. You have to adapt and trader. I saw the change as soon as prop firms came out. I'd say about mid-2023, I could see people aren't spending money on courses. They'd rather buy these prop firm challenges, as you mentioned. But if you lower the amount, like if it's $100 per month, people are like, yeah, I'll do that, because then I get a course for $100 a month and I can get the prop firm. So I definitely think, I think it's a wrong mentality, because obviously, you know, unfortunately, the nice thing about trading is that you can trade from anywhere in the world with minimal education. The worst thing about trading is that you can trade anywhere in the world with minimal education. So like, you get people that come in that unfortunately aren't maybe the smartest, and they don't realize that this thing takes time. And then they'll rather spend money blowing up funding challenges in the hopes of getting rich or getting a payout, instead of learning the education first and then, you know, doing it down the line.
I agree with that. I like the way you said that. That's well said. It's unfortunate, but like I said, from a business perspective, and this is why I enjoy having you guys as partners and we do this business together, because trading, like you said, especially we should talk about what Top Step said about me yesterday on the stream.
Yeah,
but like getting paid out as a trader, if you want to make payouts over the long term, like James and I have proven that we've been able to get paid out from different firms over the last 3-4 years. It's boring. It's bland. That's actually what they said about me on Top Step. So it's like, if I'm going to be boring in my trading and I'm going to get payouts and I'm going to stack my winning days and get my payouts, what do we do with the rest of the time? And now if we're choosing to participate in the business and be an entrepreneur and start an education business, we got to do it the right way. And I think something that, like you mentioned, we pivoted before with the Black Shirt Club, before the Black Shirt Club was even the Black Shirt Club, it was just me coaching you. And then you and me just started to do it together. And I started paying you and we started growing it together. So it's like, you have to stay adapting, just like in trading, in entrepreneurship, you have to be able to, okay, Everyone is spending their money on prop firm challenges. Are we going to keep trying to sell this course at this price, or are we going to adjust and we're going to come up with a new way to make it a better product for the customer, right? So
yeah,
it's adapting, adapt or die, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And I've seen that, you know, across the board, trading, business, you know, it's never, that's the thing why I think a lot of people that make money and then, you know, end up without any money is because they didn't adapt with the times and change their product or anything like that. And they only think about the now. They want to make money now. And as long as they're making now, it doesn't matter what happens in 10 years' time. And I think that's the wrong mindset.
What do you think about all the payouts so far this year from the Blackshirt? I mean, I don't know if we've ever had a Blackshirt Club group that is as good as the guys we have now.
Yeah, they smashing it. I mean, guys like Zach. I mean, Zach was struggling last year and then joined the Blackshirt Club, still struggling. And then he got himself in a better situation. And then now he's able to trade freely. But I think he's also just knuckled down as well. And that guy's trading flipping well. I mean, that he's got like a 13% win rate. But the way that he has conviction in his trades, I mean, his risk reward ratio is like 7. But the conviction in his trades and that. But then again, it shows you there's different styles of trading. Then you get you on the other hand one. That was super cool. I really like that Top Step TV, by the way. I might be having to take a futures challenge soon.
Dude, they want people from, they basically are keeping me around because they want people that I'm connected with to come up to the platform. So when you're ready, you buy a challenge, you start trading with them. I'm going to have you go on Top Step TV. I'll introduce you to the guys over there because they need guys like us, bro. I mean, even some of their best traders behind the scenes are not as good as they seem. Their perfection in their trading that they seem like they're perfect, it ain't. And yeah, I get that information from a reliable source. So like some of these guys are a little misleading to the audience on what real trading is, but you do a really good job of showing the wins, showing the losses. Like yesterday I was giving you shit. I was like, don't just post them wins, post that loss too. And you did. And then look at today, bounced back and had a nice trade this morning. So,
so
I think that they need guys like that. You know what I'm saying?
Trading is never going to be like a perfect way to trade. And there's always going to be some way, shape or form to improve. Like, yes, you can be making money and you're always looking to to scale up. I actually sent an email 2 nights ago, actually, to my good friend, Anthony Crudelli, asking him how I can scale up my trading. So I'm waiting for a reply from him. He did say he'll get back to me. But that's, again, I'm always thinking, how can I make more money trading? Because
he's going to tell you to trade futures.
Yeah. I asked him, I said, why did you choose futures over stocks or currencies? I asked him straight up. I said, I feel like I've hit like a ceiling in my trading where I've had great years, you know, if you're looking at it from a trading perspective, but I want to get to that now 250K, 300K, 400K years, you know? And I feel like I'm kind of stagnating a bit. So I asked him, why did you choose futures? Boom. Straight up, okay? Do you know of any other currency millionaire traders? Do you think that it's possible? What, you know, just all these questions that are like, I want to see how I can improve and grow my trading business.
What's been something you've struggled with this year, do you think? In your trading?
I would say...
Not that ED thing, not the Blue Chew thing, the other thing, the trading stuff.
I would say, honestly, sometimes I'm a little bit too scared to just fail. Like, I'm either going to pass these challenges. I would say my personal account and that's going really, really well, and the back end are there, but it's different. The challenges are a different thing, right? So I would say looking to scale up, I'm sometimes too cautious. I'm like, oh, what happens if I fail this challenge? Where I should just be like, man, I can just buy another one, you know, and just get paid out from them, not worry about building a track record from them. So that's definitely one thing I have struggled with this year. And that's something that I'm looking to improve on this quarter, particularly.
It's probably something a lot of people struggle with and they don't talk about it a lot. You know, it's probably an issue that certain traders eventually come across and they don't know how to overcome it, but you're doing the right thing. The same thing that we talk about every day when we trade together. You don't know it all. I don't know it all. You've got to get around people that have more information, specifically people like Crudelli that have more experience. You know what I mean? Like Pax, Crudelli, Brian Shannon, the guys that are older than us. Like that's who we should be learning from. Not the guys that are showing me what car they drive or how big their house is. I have no idea how big Crudelli's house is, but I bet you it's fucking nice. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I don't need to know. I'd rather not know. I'd rather imagine that. You know what I mean? And not get sucked into that. I buy into him because of his information and his experience. The 100%. House and the plane and the other stuff. It's the fun stuff on top. You know what I mean?
100%. So pass it again to you. What's one of the good, you've been obviously pivoting to futures, you know, with all the CFD firms not offering US clients because of regulations and meta quotes and all that sort of things. And that's again, another way of adapting, right? But what has been one good thing out of your trading this year, trading with Topstep? What has been one good thing about that? And then tell me what one thing that you're working on.
I like the futures market. I like the aspect of like good spreads, good execution, trading on TradingView. I like all that. I think the biggest pro is community. Topstep TV, how easy it is to, now I'm like plugged in with their team. I know Rips, I know Michael, I know all the guys that run the, like I know all of them now. So I feel like I'm a part of that community, which makes it really fun. And then I think what I'm struggling with is sizing up and building this XFA. Because when you start this XFA, it's different than when you start a regular CFD challenge. Like when you, we've done the CFD challenges in the past, you pass it, cool, you have $100K balance to start. This thing starts at $0 and you have to grow it and then take a payout, which takes money out of it, and then grow it again. And then by getting more money from zero to 1,000 to 2,000, then you get more size. So it's structured like a real prop firm where you have to earn your size, prove you can trade well, and then earn your size.
Okay.
So I think that that's just something that I'm trying to adjust with. I wouldn't say there's any cons. It's just an adjustment. But they gave me, like I said, they gave me good praise yesterday on Topstep TV. They literally were like, Austin, we would give Austin a live account. As long as he builds up this account a little bit more, we'll give him a live account. He said, he's like, it's boring trading. He's winning 80% of the days. He's winning more than he's losing in his winning trades. He's staying in them longer. That's all I'm trying to do is just be on the right side of the stats. So I look like a, I want to look like a machine. You know, I can be a degenerate,
but
you can be a degenerate, anyone, but I want to be a machine where it's like, if I give this guy money, he's not going to torch it. He's not going to go hit home runs all the time.
Yeah.
I catch big wins occasionally, but I will make you money. You know, I want to be the machine.
Bro, and also the thing is like with that, what I've learned is you do that really, really well. And that's something when I first joined you, you were like, I don't get big home run 100 pip winners, okay, in Forex, 100 pips, 100 point winners. But I'm still here five years later getting home run. All you need is a bigger trading account. So yes, you're not making much money with 150K XFA, but what happens if you get five XFA 150K accounts?
Not even that, bro. Give me 3 months to build this thing up. When I have $20,000 in this account, $30,000, $40,000 in here, and I can take out all of it if I want to, that's all my money.
Yeah.
They've got to pay me out on that. That's the contract.
So
it's like, it's not being too short-term focused.
Okay. So that's the question I want to pivot to as well. Explain to our listeners, how does it work with Topstep? Because I think a lot of our listeners know how it works with the CFD firms. You pass phase one, phase two, and then you fund it. Explain how it works with Topstep.
So it's actually a little different, but that doesn't make it harder. You pay them for a challenge, but basically you're paying them for drawdown. You pay them for the 150K challenge in the combine, which is the same thing as challenge. They call combine challenge. It's the same word. It's drawdown that you're really playing with. You do have 150K account balance, but all you're purchasing is the availability for the drawdown. Once you hit the daily target, hit the consistency target, you hit their three rules. You can't do it in 1 day. They want you to do it in at least 2 days and stuff like that. You hit their rules, boom, you get your XFA account. So you pay for that challenge. You will pay a monthly fee on it, as you know, like if you don't pay it, some people will like try to pass quickly and then just reset it and then they start it all over, right? So that is a monthly fee, but I put up a video on YouTube already showing I passed it in a month. So I didn't pay the reoccurring fee on it. You pass it in a month, you pay one-time fee to activate your XFA of $150. So I'm out $150 for the challenge, $150 for the activation. And then you start the XFA. The first payout can only come after you've had at least 5 days where you make $200. So I hit that last trade on Topstep TV on Monday afternoon this week, and I initiated a payout of $500. So I had about $1,200 in the account. I took it down to $600, and now I'm back up over $1,000 in the same week.
Okay,
so you could take money out of the.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, do you still have that? Sorry to interrupt. Do you still have, just to clarify for our listeners, do you still have that? Okay, so you're up $1,200 because you had the 5 days, $200. You can take the $500 withdrawal. What happens to that $600 and then the drawdown? Does it trail? Explain how that works.
So the drawdown does trail, but it stops at the $0 mark. You just can't take the account, I'm pretty sure, back below zero.
So starting balance.
I'm not confident. Yes, you can't go beneath starting balance. So that's why you don't want to necessarily take out too much when you take out payouts. The goal with them is to build a large enough account so that you can take payouts, trade with size, and not deplete the account. Those three things. You want to trade with size, take payouts, but not deplete the account. Gotcha. So it's an art. It is not, it's not as straightforward as like, I put my own money in the brokerage account and I trade my own money in X, Y, and Z. I could take all the risk I want. You have to play their game. But if you play their game and you learn their, I mean, I don't see how any of that is, it's all aligned with being a good trader. None of it is aligned with being a degenerate. The rules are the opposite of being a degenerate.
Yes.
They don't want you to YOLO it. They don't want that. They want the slow, steady chug. Even if you look at some of their biggest traders, like shout out to Dakota, he trades a lot of size. He'll swing $20,000 in a day, like a lot of money. But his average daily P&L is less than $1,000. So you'll have guys that'll throw a lot of size, churn and burn it, but they're not necessarily making big steps forward.
Okay.
And I think the reason for that sometimes is they're just not focused on the long term, where they're up in a big trade, but they want more. So it's really, I think, with Top Step about see profit, take profit, stack wins, and get payouts through that way. That's what's easier, I think.
Okay.
What's up, boys? Before we get going with the rest of this episode, I've got to give a shout out to TradeZilla. You guys know they've been a sponsor of the podcast before, but now they've actually opened up another discount code for you guys. So TradeZilla is a trade tracking software that allows you to pinpoint the areas of your trading that are holding you back, your biggest weaknesses. But more than just thinking about the vagueness of like, man, I'm just taking too many trades, it actually will give you the specific data behind those mistakes so you know what to improve. And again, I could talk about this for an hour, but the new discount that they just opened up for everybody is a yearly discount of 20%, which is huge. They normally don't do sales at all. So now, if you use the link in the description, you can take 10% off your monthly membership using the code ASFX10. Or take 20% off your yearly membership with the code ASFX20. Again, the codes and the link is down in the description. Make sure you check it out. If you're really taking your trading seriously, if you want to be a professional trader like myself and the guests that I have on this show, you've got to use TradeZilla. It is a no-brainer. I love Umar. I love their team. This has nothing to do with that. Their software is incredible. It's hands down the most user-friendly, easy to access, easy to upload. Everything is super smooth. The only thing is you not wanting to confront your losses. This makes you do it. This makes you confront those weaknesses and it helps you turn them into strengths. So check it out. Use the link in the codes down below. Now let's get back to the video.
I'm just looking at their website.
Yeah,
right,
what are you
now,
seeing?
Top Step. So explain to me, okay, first question I want to ask, what is the max accounts you can have with them or funding? You know how you got like a max capital allocation. What is that?
So good question. So right now, you can have unlimited challenges, combines, unlimited.
Yep.
And they run sales all the time, so they want you to buy them. You can have three XFA accounts, which are accounts that you can get paid out on. And you can copy to them. You can trade them separately. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And then if you're doing well in XFA, they'll call you up to a live account. And you can only have one live account. And that's a live account with the CME, with real cash, their money. Like, that's a book. They're like the only firm that is outwardly showing you their A book traders. And then beyond that, they even have a house account that if you watch Top Step TV, Michael, the CEO, will trade it. Andre will trade it. That's like a different thing than the personal live account, but it's the same pot of money that they trade with. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Okay.
So it's very scalable and they're changing that. I don't know for sure. This is not, I heard it from them. I heard it from other people around.
Okay.
That they're going to allow you to have 10 XFAs eventually.
Wow. So what was the number again? The maximum XFAs, three.
Unlimited combines, three XFAs, one live account. But that three could become a 10 potentially.
Nice. And just to confirm, you do make monies from the XFA and then the live account, both.
Correct.
What's the difference between live, besides it being live in the real market, what's the difference between an XFA?
That's it. That's
okay.
It. You still get paid out on XFA.
Okay.
And bragging rights, bro.
Bragging rights.
You're a live funded trader with Top Step.
Because it's real money
many
with
of them.
Yeah,
it's real money. They trust you. Now you're getting validity from a firm. They like that
That's
guy
super
that,
cool.
that did that called me out yesterday and was like talking about me and some other traders that are doing well. So they call that shout outs.
Okay.
And then
nice.
They do shoulder taps. Shoulder tap is by the same guy. He's their risk manager. I don't know him. I don't know his name. The risk manager will shoulder tap people like, hey, man, your XFA is not looking good today. It looks like you traded too heavy. You did this wrong. You did that wrong. They'll tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, we're cutting you back or we're doing this. So that's the shoulder tap where it's like you're at the desk and the risk manager comes and taps you on the shoulder like they used to do in the pit. But they'll also do the shout outs like they did yesterday for me where they're bigging up. They're big up in people. They're showing off the guys that are doing
I do like that. That's like what I might just buy a Top Step Challenge after this, or Combine, whatever you call it, just to fill around with it. Because I am also, as I said, getting into looking at the US indices and stuff like that, and fiddling around with it, obviously, on CFDs. But you have spreads and not on CFDs. So that, to do that, no, it's bro, not
come,
great.
Just come do it in futures.
Yeah.
You have CFD firms, like shout out to Top One. I'm still using them as a sponsor for the podcast because I know a lot of our guys still want to trade Forex.
Yes.
They are now with MatchTrader. MatchTrader has a great built-in risk calculator. All the US guys are loving trading Forex and stuff over there. Because I don't know anyone that's trading Forex futures. It's just not a popular market for what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And because you trade US session now a lot, you should be trading ES or NASDAQ on a futures account.
I should.
And then do your Forex stuff on the other.
Yes, I should probably just do my Forex stuff with the CFD firms and then the US markets and world markets with futures firms. Okay, so because I want to, for someone that wants to look at it like me, the futures firms, explain to me here. So I'm looking at their rules here. Okay, you get 50K account, which is $49 monthly. $165 regularly, but a $50 activation fee, correct?
It's not 160. Yeah, they market it like that because it used to be that, but they redid their pricing 2 years ago and it's always going to be $50. And then they do even sales. So it's 50. If you buy the cheapest account, it's $50.
You. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And
so
look, how much drawdown does that account have?
Okay. So this is the question. Yes. So you get a 50K account and it's $50 to take it and then $50 continuously. 100K is $99, to start it and then $100 continuously, and 150K account is 150, as you mentioned. Okay. So for someone that's getting into it, I see here you got a profit target on the 50K account of $3,000, right? And you got a max loss of $2,000, right? On the 100K account, you got $6,000 profit target, $3,000 a drawdown. So that's double, right? And then on the 150K account, you got a $9,000 profit target, but $4,500. That's also double. But the 50K account gives you a better profit to divided by risk ratio, if that makes sense, right?
Because why do you say that?
So because in terms of a risk divided by profit that you need to make, 2,000 divided by 3,000 is going to be, it's close in terms of a percentage wise. So if you say,
I understand what you're saying.
You're with me. So if like 2,000 divided by 3,000.
So I think that you are accurate, but I think the reason why I've been pushing people for at least the 100K is because when you get to XFA, your scale starts on a 50K, one or two contracts. That's it.
Okay.
On 100K, or 150K, when you get to XFA, you can trade three. So you can trade a little bit bigger of size in your XFA once you are in XFA. In the combine, you see how it says max contracts on there, 5, 10, or 15. You could throw 15 contracts if you buy the 150. Bro, 15 contracts, you can torch that account in 10 points, literally 15 points. It'll torch you. So they give you all the free reign in the combine, but then when you get to XFA, they cut the size back until you earn the account, until you build the account up. So they're opening it saying, hey, YOLO people, come on, give us your money. We'll fucking take your money. It doesn't matter. And you'll fail and you'll never get funded. But then to the people that are methodical, they'll say, okay, I'm going to buy the bigger account because then I can trade a little bit bigger when I first start the XFA. I think that's the main reason. And of course, more drawdown. Like if you're used to looking at bigger numbers, right? But a lot of people have argued the 50K is easier to pass because the numbers are smaller and it makes more sense. It's easier on the brain. That's just, you know, your trading experience. I mean, look at Mark, dude, in the Black Shirt Club. Mark just passed another Top Step challenge. The dude has 10 challenges with Apex on a copier. He passed all of them. They're already PA accounts with Apex. They call it PA.
Okay.
And then he's got another 10 he's about to pass. He's about to have 20 accounts with Apex and one account with Top Step. All he's going to do is trade small size on one account and copy it to 20 accounts, 21 accounts. And he's going to make a shit ton of money.
Jeez. Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. And he's still doing the CFD stuff as well, Mark.
And he's still taking swing trades on Forex stuff. Yep, exactly. Yeah. So like that's one of the things I've been saying to people too, is like, you can do both. It doesn't have to be Forex or futures. That shouldn't be how you think if you're a real trader. You should be saying, how can I trade both? Like Mark is doing, he's swing trading the Forex stuff now based on news events. He took a position on the CAD stuff yesterday because of CAD news. And then he'll come in and day trade the NASDAQ. And that's where he's been doing really well.
Yes. That's.
I think one other thing I'd add too, bro, what I've noticed with the futures firm versus the CFD firms. CFD firms, most of the time, people are trading a couple of assets. They don't just focus on one. With the future stuff, I find people are focused on one thing. They're locked in on one asset, maybe two, and that's it. Most of the guys are either trading ES or NASDAQ or both or maybe ES and gold, or maybe ES and oil. That's it. It's NASDAQ, ES, oil, the Dow, I guess. Some people trade the YM, some people trade the Russell, and then gold. Those are the assets that I'm seeing people trade the most. Some guys like Carlos, he's trying to trade platinum a little bit. I don't know how successful that's going to be. The bonds, I know they have a lot of volume, but they move kind of weird. So even Bitcoin's not as easy to trade in futures as it is in CFDs, because with CFDs, you can get more size. And in futures, Bitcoin is very small. The micro Bitcoins are very small. So are you familiar with the difference between the micros and the minis?
Yes. So I do understand the macros are the smaller contracts and the minis are the bigger contracts.
Exactly. It's a tenth. So if the minis, it's $12.50 per tick. There's four ticks in 1 point on ES. So it's basically, if you do 1250 times four is $50. So it's $50 a point. On the micros, it's 1/10 of that. Okay. So it's just much smaller size that allows people to get into the market with smaller risk, but they charge you a lot in commissions on those, bro.
Yeah.
Those micro commissions are crazy, dude. You'll make $70, but after commissions, you walk out with 46.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Joe Biden with the taxes, bro.
Yeah. okay. No, this has been interesting. I think definitely.
All right. Everybody in the audience, we're 40 minutes in. Everybody in the audience bullied the shit out of James to tell him to go buy a futures challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. He has to buy one at this point. You got to try it, bro.
If Crudelli tells me to trade futures, I'll do it.
Why does it have to be Crudelli? Why does he get all the power? No, but I think, there's a reason why so many big traders trade futures.
Yeah.
I think that's all that needs to be said. Do you even need to know the reason? No, just do what they do. You don't have to do, like, that's something I think people don't do this enough. They want people to tell them what to do instead of looking at what those people are doing and just copying it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like they want to be told, but instead of just like, look at what Crudelli's doing. He ain't trading 4X for a reason. He would do it if he thought there was more money there, I think, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's going to be interesting to see what he says, because I asked him like some of the nitty gritty questions. And you always encourage me now to look into it. I think I'm going to just go ahead and get it probably tonight and just mess around with it.
Dude, you get a practice account when you buy it. Set it up, it gives you the combine and it gives you a practice account.
Okay.
So I recommend to everybody, go in on the practice account and play with that for 2 or 3 days. Tell me now.
Do you think I should use TradingView or should I execute on TradingView or should I use other platforms that you have?
So Tradovate is the broker that I tell everybody to use, so you can trade through TradingView.
Okay.
I like trading through TradingView. You see the executions, you do the markups there. It's very easy. It's all in one spot. You know. Plus, right now, if you, James, go to look at futures data, because you're not paying for it, it's delayed. When you sign up with TopStep and then you get the Tradovate account, they give you that data included. So then you don't have to pay for it either.
Correct.
The other platforms are cool. Quant Tower. Kenny's using Quant Tower.
Okay.
Sierra Charting, Ninja Trader. They're good platforms. I personally just like Tradovate, you know, because I can trade on TradingView. I really like trading on TradingView. I'm not, TopStep X is cool. TopStep X is their new platform, which has TradingView in it, but it's not the same thing as TradingView. In TradingView, you can put on a risk calculator and I can see my position size. I can't do that as easily on TopStep X. So still right now, as of filming this, I like Tradovate. Do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe something that I do is I go there and I focus on trading ES and NQ. That's maybe something I keep it simple, two tickers.
How about this? What do you prefer? More volatility or average volatility? If you want more volatility, trade NASDAQ and learn how to calculate the ticks in NASDAQ. Or if you want a little less volatility, like I do, trade ES. Also, the numbers in ES for me are just easier.
Yeah.
I look at it, it's 50, 36, 50, 35, 51, 32. It's very easy to say. NASDAQ is 17,382, 17,384. It's too many numbers for me. And I'm stupid like that. Everybody in the comments, go ahead, comment. Austin, you're fucking dyslexic, stupid, and uneducated college.
You know how to add this in the background, Austin.
Come on, he's got the tie because he got to flex his degree. Is that what that is back there?
Yeah,
is that the degree in the frame too?
Yep. Amanda's mom got it done James for me.
That's awesome, dude. It is an accomplishment. You know, I when my dad passed, we have all of his shit. I have all of his diplomas and frames. I have all of that stuff. And I kind of want to hang it up. You know what I was going to do, bro? You know what's cool? Let me go get... Pause, everybody. Let me show you something.
We're this far into the episode. I'm allowed to walk away.
Yeah.
The only people still listening are the people that are like the true fans. So this is a shirt that my dad wore when he coached me playing soccer. Wow. You see that?
Yep.
In Marlton. And it says Coach Cole. Do you see that?
Coach Cole, Marlton Soccer.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That
is. I'll show you over here, Jake. So I was, you know how like all the Futures guys, they framed their jacket. Crudelli has his jacket, right?
Yes.
I think this is cool because like now I'm a coach, right? Not a soccer coach yet. When my son plays soccer, I will be. But now I'm a coach to all these traders. And like, I've connected a lot of dots since my dad passed of like why coaching is so important to me. Because like my dad was probably the best coach I've had. But I've also had so many other impactful coaches along my journey in sports. I was very, like you, I was very involved in athletics. And then when you have such a positive impact from coaching, it makes it so you want to help other people. Like, I don't think I'm motivated to coach other people for any other reason other than coaches have helped me. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, think about it even for you. It's probably the same thing for you.
I wouldn't be where I am today without rugby coaches, cricket coaches, teachers, anything like that, trading coaches like you. So 100%. I think that's quite cool. That top Coach Cole.
Yeah, it's cool.
CEC.
Yeah, dude. See, exactly. Yeah. So since the whole year has been crazy, bro. When he passed, then had my son like a week or two before that.
Yeah.
Had to sell my mom's house. I had to buy a house. Just a lot of crazy what can happen in a year.
Well. Yeah. You've moved quite a few times in the last year as well, right?
Yeah, because my wife, we moved into this nice apartment in a different town and she was like, oh, all of our friends are too far. So we didn't even stay there the whole time. We broke the lease, paid to get out of that, got into another apartment because she wanted to live downtown. She loved that, but I hated it because it was so fucking small, 2-bedroom apartment. And now we have this big ass 5-bedroom house and it's so nice for me, bro, because I don't even see them sometimes. Like they wake up, Leo's room is next to my room. They wake up, she takes them, they go do their thing. They're out at a family meetup right now in the neighborhood with all the kids that do homeschooling and stuff. They're all out doing, I don't see them. It's so much better for me and my focus now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I check
and like you've had the nice setup in the office now with the nice scenery. I see my pool outside. You have a nicer view than me, though.
No, for sure. I think having a proper workspace and environment like that is like, dude, I'd rather pay for this than have a fancy car. Honestly, like that's I'd rather have the lifestyle like this.
The car sits in the garage all the time. You're sitting in the house every day.
I think I drive like maybe, we'll use American terms, probably 5 miles a day, bro, if that.
You want to hear something crazy, bro? This is the craziest thing I'm going to say on the whole podcast. I actually know this is how you know I'm getting old and how you know I'm becoming a dad for real. I was looking at the new Prius and I was like, oh, that thing is nice. It's got nice lines on the front of it. And then I had to smack myself. I was like, what the fuck, bro? A Prius? Are you crazy? But that's how you know you've got your money priorities right. Because like, I don't give a fuck what car I drive. I want to save money. I want to keep my expenses low. I want to keep investing in my future, in my retirement accounts, in my stock accounts, in my trading accounts. Like, I want to keep growing. I don't want to keep spending. I mean, bro, all of these guys are verified scammers. We should probably talk about something here for a second since we're talking about material items. There was an episode that I was supposed to air that I'm not going to air, as everybody maybe assume at this point, since it hasn't come out. And I decided not to air it because of the brand that we've built and the feedback that I got from our team on the legal side of it, on every side of it. I was told to not get involved. And I'm really grateful that that was the advice, because when I looked at it again, I'm like, getting myself dragged in with all these Lambo boys, Scambo boys, whatever you want to call them, bro. Getting dragged into all that is not going to help me, because all it will do is make our audience that really likes the people and the professionalism that we talk about and we push, they'll question me. They'll be like, oh, Austin just did this shit for clicks and that's not cool. So I just don't want to be involved, because they're all scammers. They're all scammers. It's crazy, bro.
Unfortunately, that's how...
I almost want to tell the stories, but it's not my business. If you want the drama, go find it on somebody else's page. You're not going to get it from me.
Yeah.
Here. But it's sad, bro, that that's the industry that we're in. I mean, there's scammers in every industry, but it's just sad that that's happening in this industry, because this is the problem. And this is why I almost still aired the podcast. Those scammers are taking money, not from people like you and me that can afford to lose a little bit of money. They're taking money from people that are living paycheck to paycheck, struggling. They don't have any money in savings. Those are the people that fall for the cheap signal scams and the EA bots scams and all these scams. So that's why some people have such an issue with the scammers, because they're scamming the wrong people in theory. Not that there is a right person to scam, but they're taking money from somebody that they shouldn't, you know?
Yeah, bro. But again, we were speaking about this earlier, and by the way, I haven't told you this. This flipping skunk's right outside. But yeah, we built our brand on, you built your brand, and then you had the skunk come over and help you.
No, you've helped build the brand, bro.
But on authenticity and being honest and transparent, showing wins, showing losses. And that, because actually I had someone comment on my Twitter today. Did you go off tilt yesterday? But I said, yeah, I was chasing a little bit. Maybe I took too many trades than I did. And they were like, oh, wow, if you can do it, and then it makes actually like, okay, I can get better. I know that me doing it's not unusual. I said, yeah, bro, we all do it. But just off topic, this flipping cat. At our new house here, this cat, obviously, here he is, his name's George.
Is it a cat or is it a skunk?
A cat, bro, a cat. He comes here and he's been coming to our house all the time, and eventually we let him in. Now he just sleeps on our house every single evening. He'll come into our house and start sleeping there. Man has gone and bought him like these cat scratches and everything.
That's
like
awesome.
That. But yeah, this guy's outside the door meowing because he wants to come in.
Dude, you got
two cats, that's why.
I got two cats. We got snakes in this neighborhood. Big snakes, apparently. Or over in the nature trip. Like 6 foot, 8 foot big snakes, bro. I got those. And then I got, apparently, on the other side of my neighborhood, I got some hoodlums that are breaking into cars in the middle of the night. Some teenage kids doing shit like that. And you know what I said to my wife? I said, it's poor parenting, bro. That's all that is. There's no reason a kid is out at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, opening car doors, trying to steal shit, other than poor parenting. That's all. There's got no guidance, no role models.
Needs a flipping flat hand. That's what they need.
That's really what it is, bro. That's what I said. I said, me and a couple of the neighbors on this side of the HOA, we're going to round up, put our guns out, and go show these guys what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. It is poor parenting. I think, bro, I was brought up very, very strict. Like, my dad was a bit more chill, but if I was naughty, I got big, big heart smacks, bro.
And did it kill you?
No. I always
retarded?
Told...
No,
I tell Amanda, I'm going to be tough, especially on our boys, you know, because
you have to.
My dad pushed me in terms of my rugby and sport and everything like that. And sometimes it was harsh, but he told me, like, for example, I used to also run. He would be like, dude, you fucking came second. That's not good enough. We need to go train more. And I was like, if you're not first, you're last, you know, Ricky Bobby. It's the truth though.
Dude. And it's funny, like even in the Blackshirt Club, talking with Mark and some of our other guys, like just hearing how they treat their children the same way. Like, there's a group of us that understand that you do need to be tough with kids. And then there's a group of people that don't think that at all. They think the opposite. Yeah. They should let their kids pick whatever gender they want to be. They should let their kids identify as an animal. It's like, it's one thing to be playing and being a little kid and play. It's another thing to really believe that. And that's unfortunately what we're dealing with, especially here in America. I doubt you guys are dealing with it.
No, we don't get that in South Africa.
Yeah. That's good. Instead, you guys lose power randomly and stuff like that. How has the power been at the new house?
Bro, you have to admit, since we moved here, the power's been good.
Internet's good, power's good. Oh my God. Bro, you've been following us for a long time. You remember when James couldn't even get a stream running for some days.
We've got solar in this house now. So when the power's out across the neighborhood, we can still graft. The Wi-Fi is run by the entity on the estate. So if something's wrong, you just go, I can run up to go in my car, like literally a kilometer up the road and go, awesome, what's happening? But literally I haven't had any internet issues or any power issues. So it's been great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, this was good. I'm glad we got to sit down. Hopefully, what are we going to call this episode? The Austin convinces James to trade futures,
trade futures
episode?
Yeah, for the full hour.
Yeah, I love it. All right. I think we're good for today, bro. This was good. I'm happy we got to sit down and do it. Audience, let us know what you think. Do you like the home team episodes? Nothing too specific here today. You see, we bounced around a couple of good topics, but I think our audience, as it grows, people like to get under the hood a little bit. This is more under the hood kind of stuff. So it's good. Bruce, you got any last final comments before we wrap?
No, yeah. I think I need to come on the podcast more often, but also get other guests. If you guys in the chat have anyone that you would recommend, we would have a look at and that as well. But if you
were on stream, bring them on stream.
Yeah. What other topics would you like us to cover? And we appreciate you guys listening. We always do.
All right, everybody. Make sure you tune in. Me and James are both on ASFX TV all week long. He's London session, I'm New York session. I've got a link down in the description for a free trial, so you guys can come check it out totally free. If you didn't know that, and you're living under a rock, welcome. Get out of the rock and start making money with us. So for now, we'll put a pin in it. Appreciate you guys listening all the way through. If you did listen this far, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our future episodes. And we will see you guys in the next one.